This is another BACast short. To download all of our episodes and all of our shorts for free, go to BACast.com or to iTunes. On this short, we have a discussion on salsa and spice, a very divisive issue, with guest Maria Carrà from Buenos Aires Foodies, a blog on the gastronomy of the city, and Larry Rogers, a.k.a. El Tejano, who's producing spicy salsa here in Buenos Aires.
Dan Carlin is the expat. Fernando Farias is the local. BACast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Argentines know nothing about sauce.
What are you talking
An
about?
An end of statement, right there. Argentines know nothing about sauce.
We have two sauces.
The pasta.
You have two
what
sauces.
What are you talking about?
Tuco
I'm cutting
and chimichurri.
You.
Tuco and chimichurri. What else do you have?
But it's salsa criolla.
Okay, maybe. One and two A and B. Okay? Really? You don't have no sauces. You have no concept of sauce. Because in America, there is an entire aisle at the supermarket for sauce.
I know. I saw it.
You know what I mean? 1,500 different types of barbecue sauce. You know, and that's just one type of sauce.
Depending on how you think it, adding a lot of sauce
is a contamination. I understand.
No, no.
You're very conservative. I understand that.
It's like cheating on the taste of the food. It's like cheating. It's like disguising the food.
So you're saying if
think
I
about it,
you're saying if I buy my wife special lingerie for certain occasions, that's like cheating on my wife? Is that what you're saying? You're very purist. It's very interesting. You have a very leftist idea of what government should be and what economy should be, and an unbelievably conservative attitude toward food, family life, and all these other things.
It's true. So
very, very ironic.
Pretty nice points. Tejano, it's a salsa, not a fucking hot sauce.
Yeah, and it's not very hot. I mean, and this coming from someone who's got zero tolerance with spicy food.
Well, actually, if you just keep eating it for like another 5 minutes, it'll keep getting hotter.
That Fernando, that's because you had one chip with one little tiny, teeny little.
So I invite you to sit here and eat a bowl next to yourself, or maybe cook up some fried eggs and put it right on the top.
Yeah.
Bam. No, now but you're talking about some.
No,
food.
I think. But wait, I think Fernando needs to understand the importance again of ratio. The ratio of chip to sauce. You don't. Right. You don't just like. Dip,
claro.
You need to dunk scoop. And you need to scoop up.
Scoop.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna do it right now.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Good. That's right. He's done.
Fernando
okay.
has approximately 2/3 of the chip covered in hot sauce,
right.
Salsa.
Right.
Okay, now what do you think, Fernando?
First of all.
Now we're talking.
Oh. Ay, me duele.
Ay, mamita.
You are.
So wait, I have a question. Hey, Fernando, is this a Mina Chabon thing too? You can't take the heat?
Oh.
She's making reference to something mentioned on episode 3, pushing the limits further, that you can download from BACast.com or iTunes.
No, this is an Argentine thing.
So you're going to stay in the kitchen.
Come on, Maria. This is not our cup of tea. Spicy food.
Speak for yourself. I love this.
That's true. Actually, if
average,
I must say
average,
something.
Come on, average.
That is very
average.
True. Average, but let's correct ourselves. Average porteños. Because if we go up north to Argentina, you will get
true.
True. Completely true. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely true.
But Fernando's true in that porteños do not go for the heat. But this is, I think, a tolerable heat for a regular Argentine.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, like, the idea of bringing the salsa out, number one, is because I wasn't able to find anything that was able to satisfy my own personal taste as far as a salsa was concerned. The next thing, the hot sauces that are sold here, in any supermarket are extremely expensive because they're all imported. So these are hot sauces that you take a you take for granted in the U.S. because they're sitting on your table and they're for free. So like Tabasco Red, Tabasco Green, you have a smoked Tabasco. All of these things are sitting on your table in Texas, and you just grab them and you put it on your food.
To ask something from the, again, from the Argentine, the average Argentine point of view, let's say that I'm at a wine tasting, would you use spicy food? I mean, this is good. I like it. I like your sauce. But after this spicy food, wouldn't I be, I mean, blocked to taste any other food for some hours?
Your first question about spicy food and wine is a very, very difficult combination. There are a couple different wines. Normally, when you go with wine and spicy food, you're going to have to go to the white wines because white wine is going to be able to sort of cleanse the palate and be more fresh. Red wine and spicy food, especially heavier red wines, are just going to destroy you. You're going to get really, really hot. You're going to feel like you're burning up. You're going to feel like your mouth is burning up.
Well, you're going to miss the taste of the red wine, number one.
And you're going to miss the taste of the red wine. Yeah. If you did a spicy food with a red wine, you got to go with Pinot Noir. Because Pinot is the lightest of the red wines, but I highly recommend when I recommend for Asian foods, I highly recommend Torrontés, Sauvignon Blanc, things of that nature. Viognier are all great stuff. Even some Chardonnays are great for spicy foods.
I think the thing to keep in mind is what balances out a meal is the contrast. So if you have this very hot, spicy, pungent thing in your mouth, like you said, you're going to want to cleanse, or you're going to want to cut the strength of the flavor with something. There's only very few situations where you want to match the intensity of flavor when you're eating and drinking. And I think that with spice in particular, palate cleansing is very important.
Well,
BA Cast.
Real quick, can you define the difference, please, hot sauce and salsa?
For my definition of what a salsa is and then what a hot sauce is that, I mean, the basic thing is that a hot sauce isn't considered a tomato-based salsa. Like, it can be or it can't be. A salsa usually is a tomato-based salsa.
But this is a this is a concept you
this
created.
This is a concept that's widely, I think, accepted in Texas and for Tex-Mex food. And which is what you're eating right now is a Tex-Mex salsa. Okay. It's a combination of some salsas and some hot sauces. The salsa thing, the best part about it and what differentiates it from a hot sauce is the fact that it has body. It is it's fluid with more than a couple liquids that go into it. So basically what I'm saying is that you have like 18 ingredients, or you have 18 things that make up what is a salsa. It's a combination of foods and liquids that make you taste a certain thing. A hot sauce is a combination of two or three or four things that, when it comes out, the consistency is more of a liquid like a Tabasco or Louisiana hot sauce, and that is could be cut with butter or cut with other things.
It actually sounds a lot like wine. The body.
It is, because it's the first thing I told her when I met her. I was like, if you're going to eat it, right? Like right now we're eating it, and it was in your refrigerator. It was in there for maybe, I don't know, an hour now. So I just made it about 3 hours ago. I left it outside for 1 hour. I took it with me to somewhere.
That's another reason why it's so good. It's fresh.
It's fresh. It's all fresh. It's 100% natural, and there's no preservatives in it.
Conservatives. I understand. Yes.
So the deal is with the sauces, when you leave it out, is what you're getting is you're getting the oils from the seeds, from the jalapenos, and some other peppers that I put in. And this is why it goes back to the wine thing. About drinking wine and eating something like a Tex-Mex salsa. Number one, you wouldn't dare eat a Tex-Mex salsa and start to order wine. Like, dude, you're just not sitting at my table. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, sorry about that. But you can drink your white wine somewhere else.
So we're talking about different things. Right. A spicy meal is different from
it's like a white wine thing, like a spicy meal for a white wine.
It has to do a lot, and this is where the whole thing about eating regionally really holds true. You're not generally going to pair things from climates or geographic locations that don't match up. To the same extent, that's why some fusions work in cuisine. For example, when you're thinking of Peruvian food and Japanese and how they meld, it's because they have similar geographic areas. They have similar temperatures, similar climates. So
they're similar. I mean, their culture is very similar. The thing is this, is that the most important thing that you can understand about this deal with the salsas, whatever, so we can terminate the topic, is that here you don't need to. You don't need to put that. Right, you spend all that money to get that cut of beef that you've been looking for. You spent all week long earning that dollar, right, that peso, to buy that cut of beef. And you're like, man, I'm going to do this asado on Sunday, and we're going to eat great. And when everybody sits down, they don't look around for a salsa to put on top of that beef. The only thing they're looking around for is wine to accompany that beef or some water, and then they're looking around for their friends.
B-A-Cast. B-A-A-Cast.
For more info on El Tejano Salsa, go to eltejano3.blogspot.com.